You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Welcome back to In the Grand Theme of Things. We are here to wish you Christmas on a musical planet. This is the first part of two installments bringing you the music of Christmas episodes from sci-fi and fantasy shows. I know we do a lot of sci-fi and fantasy music on this podcast, but I just had an overabundance of stuff in that genre fitting this theme, and so it just seemed painfully obvious. I had to do it. We'll just get straight to the chase. Basically, to qualify to be included in this theme, a show has to be sci-fi or fantasy-oriented, and they actually have to be going out of their way to do a Christmas episode. This isn't just music from episodes that happen to air near Christmas, which, if you're burning off an episode near Christmas that has nothing to do with Christmas, that must be a stinker of an episode because you're trying desperately to keep it out of the rating sweeps month. Anyway, first up is from Batman the Animated Series, Christmas with the Joker. This is a score that was composed by committee, more or less. Several of the show's regular composers, including the late, great Shirley Walker, Lolita Rimanis, and Michael McCutcheon, teamed up on this one. This was the second episode of Batman the Animated Series produced, and the second aired. Oddly enough, despite the Christmas theme, it was aired in November of 1992. Obviously, like so many other episodes of Batman the Animated Series, Mark Hamill pretty much owned this show as the Joker. And I also distinctly remember this one, this episode, brought the phrase "Jingle Bells, Batman Smells" into the DC Universe proper, which I had previously associated that phrase with Bart Simpson. It turns out it's actually quite a bit older than that. Christmas with the Joker had quite a... It throws quite a long shadow over the Batman franchise, at least during that period. If you had the Batman and Robin game on the Super Nintendo, it featured enemies from this episode, you know, the Clockwork Soldiers and so on. Here's music from Batman the Animated Series, Christmas with the Joker. Thank you. Music from Christmas with the Joker, Episode 2 of Batman the Animated Series from back in 1992. The music was by Shirley Walker, Lalita Ritmanis, and Michael McCutcheon. It's available on Volume 1 of La La Land Records' series of Batman the Animated Series soundtracks, which they are now up to a third volume, and I'm trying to remember how many discs total of music there is from that show. I believe it's 10. They're up to 10 discs. Between the three box sets, each one totally worth it. Coming up next, we have some music by Bear McCreary, of all people, from the two Christmas episodes of Eureka, the much-missed sci-fi series. Sci-fi as in Sci-Fi Channel, although they're not the Sci-Fi Channel anymore. I wish they'd never changed their name. It makes it so difficult to even give them props when you're trying to. There were two Christmas episodes of Eureka, O Little Town and Do You See What I See. Bear McCreary compiled both of these scores together into one soundtrack download. It's available from iTunes, Amazon.com, and of course, If you can't remember any of that, you can always go to thelogbook.com/music/podcast. We will direct you to where you can obtain your own perfectly legal and much higher quality copies, because the stuff in the podcast is kind of beaten down to a fairly low resolution audio-wise, if for no other reason than to save space on the server. From Bear McCreary's own blog, this quote from the composer: "These two episodes were the most complex scores I ever wrote for the series, and I can pretty much guarantee you that A Very Eureka Christmas is the only holiday album in the world to feature a track called Giant Snow Ninja." Here's some music from Eureka by Bear McCreary. Very Eureka Christmas, gathering music from both of Eureka's Christmas episodes, O Little Town and Do You See What I See, music composed by Bear McCreary of Walking Dead, Battlestar Galactica, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fame, you name it. There is very little music on TV that's good that doesn't have his name on it somewhere. Moving back into the 90s again for our next selection. This music is by Joseph LoDuca from Xena Warrior Princess. The episode was A Solstice Carol. It aired in 1996. There was also a Hercules Christmas episode the same year. I am playing you the music from the Christmas episode of Xena Warrior Princess simply because there's more of it. In this episode, Xena and Gabrielle help a former toy maker named Centicles. You see what they did there? And they're trying to help him bring holiday joy to an orphanage that's in danger of being shut down by the local tyrant. Of course, Xena and Gabrielle were always up against the local tyrant. Everything from crossbow-fired candy canes to a Hercules doll became a weapon in the rather chaotic battle scene that highlighted this episode. Anyway, here are selections from Xena Warrior Princess, A Solstice Carol. Music is by Joe LoDuca. That's it for the first part of Christmas on A Musical Planet. Join us again next time. There is more sci-fi fantasy Christmas episode music coming up on In the Grand Theme of Things. That's all for now. In the Grand Theme of Things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.
Are we ready, boys? I'm an actor who works on a Star Trek show. It's a Paramount property. And since Viacom owns all that Paramount owns, Viacom owns me. I'll be sold for Christmas. You can purchase me. Little cards and little dolls, a doctor for your tree. Christmas Eve you'll find me near that checkout line. From Toys R Us to Target, I'm just $8.99. Oh, buy me please for Christmas, for all your shopping needs. T-shirts, CD-ROMs, and books, if anyone still reads. Though Viacom will stiff us our merchandising fee, we'll file an endless lawsuit and win posthumously. Oh, buy me, please, for Christmas. I'm cute as bald men go. You'll find it hard to buy Picard and not buy Picardo. If I'm not sold by Christmas, it's embarrassing, you see. For I'll be in the discount rack there by aisle 3. Won't you purchase me? Ka-ching! Thanks.
What are the odds this time of year of getting a Christmas snow? A gift that pleases, a case of the sneezes, or a kiss neath a mistletoe? You doubt the odds against Christmas cards finding each friend on your list, or getting a box of oversized socks, but you don't stop to think about this. Christmas could have so easily been the day they invented the wheel, or the day Bad King John was so put upon that the Magna Carta was sealed. They could have discovered America on December the 25th, or snow could have fallen, or nothing at all. and we'd never have known what we missed.
The odds against Christmas being Christmas are 365 to 1. Christmas, you see, could have easily never, ever begun. The odds against Christmas being Christmas, against love being born at all, were so very large that all of the rod should seem terribly, terribly small.
You have to remember, when you're in December, that you're at the close of a year. What would you have done if time had run out before Christmas was here? I'd like to point out that the odds against adding an extra month are 92 million to 3. You cannot put locks on all the clocks or chain Father Time to a tree. But whatever the odds this time of year, humans should never complain. Whether caught in the crush of a Christmas rush, or the snow, or the sleet, or the rain, whole galaxies in distant worlds would change places with any of you, because you have a day when love came to stay, though it nearly didn't come true.
The odds against Christmas being Christmas are 365 to 1. Christmas, you see, could have easily never, ever begun.
Just how lucky we were.
The odds against Christmas being Christmas are 365 to 1. Christmas, you see, could have been.